This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Moving house can be daunting at the best of times, but can you imagine moving to a whole new country with four kids in tow, two of whom are still in nappies? Former Hope personality, recording artist and pastor Emma Mullings has just packed up and moved to Miami with her husband Terrence and four kids. Now we are going to share her ups and downs, highs and lows, adventures and misadventures each week in a little segment that I like to call Mama Miami. Welcome, Mama. Emma. How are you?
Hello. I should say good morning there, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm guessing we're talking to you at night time there. So, Emma, firstly, have you found a place to live? Can you tell us a little bit about where you are right now?
Yes, we did. We actually found a rental from Australia online, which I know is a risk, but we know one family here, and that one family has been very helpful. They came to check it out, and they were renting it as a furnished place because we haven't shipped anything. We came with suitcases.
Ooh.
So that was super convenient. We didn't realize at the time that there's nothing. Like, the furniture is here, but there's no sheets or towels or knives and forks or plates or anything anything else. So, yes, we did have quite a bit to get organized quickly, but we are here and, yes, it's all good.
It's really kind of hard to picture you in Miami. Like, what does the place look like? What's the view out your window? Is it just like a regular suburban street that could be in Sydney, or are there really key differences?
We actually chose to go to a suburb further out from downtown Miami, which I guess in Sydney would be something like Castle Hill. So it's a suburban area, which is you'd have to drive down into downtown Miami. It looks pretty normal.
What do you know now about moving to another country that you didn't know a few weeks ago? Like, what have been some of the biggest surprises?
Oh, my goodness. Honestly?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I had a blank canvas. I didn't really know what to expect. And people would always ask if I was worried. And so, well, I don't know. I'm actually not, but I've never done this before, so I have no idea what it's going to look like.
Mm.
But it's been 2.5 weeks? It's kind of started to come good in the last couple of days. The first 2 weeks were super, super stressful for me. Just trying to figure out, on our visa, my husband can get a social security number, but I can't. I need to apply for a work permit first, and that can take up to 6 months. So I can't open a bank account. He can't put me on his bank account. But even to open the bank account, we need something with our address. But then to get something with our address, we need, all these things that we don't have because we just arrived. And it was just kind of going around in circles. But look, I actually got my Florida license, which was a little unexpected, but to have any kind of insurance, you have to have a Florida license. So I just went for it, but
wow.
I got it. I literally sat up like a 16-year-old online doing all these practice questions because the road rules are quite different here.
Yeah.
And,
I can imagine,
Yeah. That was a miracle.
So it sounds like there have been like a lot of challenges, just as you said, social security numbers, addresses, bank accounts. But in all that craziness, has there also been a moment when you have felt kind of right about things, just felt, okay, this is okay, we can do this?
Yeah, do you know what? Something happened last night. We were driving. We left a lot of stuff in Sydney. We gave so much stuff away. And one of those things was the double pram because we do have two babies.
Mm.
So getting around everywhere, I've always got one, our nine-month-old, who is a giant, by the way. He is a giant baby. Mm. I've got him strapped to me and pushing the pram. And I just needed a double pram, but, there's more important things like plates and knives and forks that we have to get. And we were driving back to the house, and on the side of the road we were sitting a double pram. And I was like, is that a double pram? And Terrence was like, I think it is. But people don't really do that here. They don't really, leave stuff outside like we do in Sydney.
Mm.
So So you're like, well, what do we do? Do we take it? What if someone's left it? And so Terrence gets out and goes to knock on the door, but it was 10 p.m. at night. I'm like, oh, gee, I don't know if you should knock on the door, but then their security light went on and then they came out and I thought I'd better get out of the car. So he's trying to break in. So anyway, I got a double pram yesterday, yay! Which I was so stoked about. But I just felt like that was so God because, honestly, I really needed
a double pram.
We have four kids and we've been juggling trying to sort out schools and all the little things that are required with that. By the way, you know that kids have to have a full physical here to be able to go to school?
No, I did not know that. That seems crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they charge you $150 per child for it. They literally took their blood pressure and what else did they do? Checked their heartbeat and got them to jump up and down. And then handed me the bill. I'm like, oh, that was fun. Okay, cool. So
I think you're going to have a lot of those moments where you go, why do they do it like this? But, you know, you're learning. Well, Em, we'll have to do another whole episode on school in Miami where you can explore all that.
Sorry, all that I have so stuff. Much to tell you about that.
Yes. But before we go, I know kids are often the most astute at expressing their feelings. You know, have they said anything or reacted to anything in a way that sort of sums up your experience so far?
Look, they, I know we're going to talk about school next week, but they've been at school now for 2 days and they absolutely love it. So that's been amazing. But both of our two older ones, 8 and 9, are sleeping in our bedroom, which is something that they've never done, but they just want to be close to us. So, you know, we're letting them do what they need to do as they go through the process of adjusting to a new country. But I'm actually secretly loving it.
Yes.
Because at home back in Sydney, my husband, you know, no kids in bed, no kids in the bedroom. Like, he was pretty strict about it. And here, the rules are out the window at the moment and I'm secretly loving it.
Yes, I think it's one of those times when you've all got to just stick close, don't you, and know that you're in it together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great. Oh, well, lovely to hear from you, Emma. Look forward to speaking soon about all your adventures. It's been great to catch up with you.
You too.
Yeah. That's Emma Marling sharing her Miami adventure with us each week. And you can see Terrence and Emma on the Australian Christian Channel 3-part miniseries, Living and Launching with Terrence and Emma.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.